brighten up those already bright mornings.
All right.
Mornings at the cabin.
Mornings at the cabin, indeed. Wheeler and AJ with you on your Tuesday morning. Welcome to Mornings at the Cabin, the most disorganized morning show you'll ever hear, because it's early.
By design. We do it on purpose.
We're actually
crazy organized.
This is actually all scripted.
More work to seem so disorganized for our listeners.
I mean, it would. It would really take a lot of work to make it seem this disorganized and disjointed. Yeah. So
luckily, it comes natural.
Really, you should be thankful.
Yeah, I agree.
How was your evening?
It was good. It was good. I bought a plant.
What?
Yeah, I bought a plant.
You bought something that you... Are you good with plants?
No.
No.
No,
nor
no, no.
I.
The reason I'm buying a plant is because I recently killed one.
Okay.
It did okay. I bought it during the evacuation.
Right.
And
it's already dead?
Yeah, it's dead.
Fair enough.
Yeah, it was pretty much dying from the hop. But then I left for a month, and my roommate, I don't think, knew to water it, so it was very dead when I got
Fair
home.
Fair enough.
It looked like a raisin.
We are terrible with plants as well. We don't have them in the house. We have some cacti, had some cacti. I think we even killed those.
Oh, that's tough. They survived the desert.
Yeah, I know. Not our house, though.
Nope, not the Wheeler household.
I just don't, I don't pay attention to them, so Phoenix got them as gifts, and she doesn't pay attention to them.
Yeah.
I don't pay attention. The dog is robust.
Okay.
The plants, not so much.
No. Yes.
But I mean, I think if we started, it's a change in perspective, right? You gotta start thinking of plants as
a pet.
As living things.
Yeah, as a child.
To me, a plant is just a plant. It's something I see on TV, for goodness sake.
That's why I bought fake ones.
I want to dive into that a little
Okay.
bit.
Okay, yeah.
So we'll dive into that. We've got to talk about this new bakery that Yellowknifers just like cleaned out yesterday, which is so cool. Does Yellowknife need to update its noise bylaw? There's all this noise downtown I don't know, is it for younger ears? I don't hear it as much. Maybe I'm just not walking around downtown
not
enough.
Not downtown, no.
And the hospital can finally do some hospital things, so that's good too.
A morning show without a podcast is like a poorly crafted simile. It just doesn't make sense. This is the Mornings at the Cabin podcast.
Take Me to Church, considered one of the best vocal performances of all time.
Really? That song specifically?
That song specifically. Wow. I mean, he's got a fantastic voice, but I did read that somewhere in the corner, deep corners, recesses of the internet. So
while I love
that
song,
I
think like the likes of Adele, Beyonce.
Of course.
Probably.
I said one of.
Oh, one of.
One of.
I jumped straight to the extremes.
Yeah, absolutely. You did. You overreact. That's you.
That's me.
You in a nutshell.
Classic AJ.
Classic AJ. Overreacting. We were talking just, we got on the subject of, not of pets, but of plants, just off the top of the show. You've bought a plant.
What's the difference between a pet and a plant?
I mean, I think that's what we're going to discover. Is like we have to treat them as if they are the same if you want to keep them alive.
It's a living organism.
Some people have, that's absolutely right. It is a living organism. It is not sentient as far as we know.
No, they can get a little sassy though.
They can get sassy.
They got some attitude.
There is some research that suggests that if you spread positive vibes to your plants, they'll do better. You play them nice music, you give them compliments, apparently they'll do better.
Yep.
I mean, we are all linked together in this living thing. We are all made up of the same stuff. So if you believe in energy and transference, then obviously that you have something in common with a plant.
I do not.
You don't believe in energy and transference?
I believe a little bit of water and sunlight should keep it alive. If it doesn't, it's on it.
Okay,
it's fair enough.
Well, so you do believe in energies and transference. So you believe that a plant has some sort of sustainability on its own. Like if you give it what it needs, much like if we give you food, if we cut off your access to food, you will wither away and die. But
allegedly,
you have the wherewithal to know that.
Yes.
You believe a plant has that same.
No, I believe in blame.
Blame.
And I will blame
an
inanimate object. Doesn't have to be a living organism.
Okay, fair enough. I mean, even an inanimate object is made up of some of the same stuff you are, especially, you know, I mean, carbon is the most abundant thing in the universe.
Okay, wow.
So we're all made up of, so if carbon vibrates at a certain energy level and we're all connected through that, then certainly we can vibrate with a plant.
Okay. I don't know if I want to be vibrating with a plant.
Depends on the plant.
Depends on the plant.
Yeah.
Maybe this new plant will change my mind.
Is it a Venus flytrap?
No, it's a Ficus audrey.
Right. You mentioned this, Ficus audrey. What does that mean?
I don't know. I have no idea. It's what was on Facebook.
Okay. So you picked it up from Facebook?
Picked it up on Facebook.
So that plant could have been through anything.
Could have, yeah. I don't know what kind of household it came from.
Right.
They seemed like nice people, but behind closed doors.
Who knows?
Who knows?
Right? Who knows? Absolutely.
So I just hope to give it a bit of a better life. Okay. I got a good little spot.
Okay.
I'm going to move it closer. It's by the window, so it should be getting plenty of sunlight. I am housing this couple of weeks, so I'm going to have to pop into the old joint.
And, well, don't you have someone living at your house?
I do. I just don't trust a regular water routine.
Right. Fair enough.
And I have to do some research, too, because sometimes I feel like I overwater plants.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, they can be so finicky. Yeah. Or ficus-y, a little too much sunlight, to not enough, a little too much water, not enough water. Do you feed a plant food? Apparently you don't have to. When you see those little reels on Instagram or Facebook, and it's like they just take they literally slice open a tomato, take the seeds out of it, plant them in a little thing, and the time-lapse photo, 90 days later, they got a tomato plant. I was like, that's just...
It's not realistic.
That's not realistic. That seems too easy. I don't think I can do that.
Do you get the app? Ads for there's an app where you just take a picture of the plant. Mm-hmm. If it's got a dying leaf, it tells you what to do.
Right. I don't have that. I mean, that's brilliant.
I've never looked into the app, but it's pretty cool. It'll tell you what kind of plant it is and what you should be doing. Sometimes it's weird. It's like, put banana peels in water.
Right.
And then use that water.
Because of potassium.
Yeah, sure.
How useless do you feel not being able to keep a plant alive?
On a scale of 1 to very useless, very useless.
Yeah, very useless.
Yeah. I have a lot of fake plants.
Right, fair enough. A lot. Yeah.
I have...
I mean, they add a touch of color to the house.
Yeah, yeah. I just like the look of plants, mm-hmm. but I can't keep them alive.
I have... we have so many friends that can keep plants alive. A very good friend, Ashley DeVoe, her house.
Yeah,
her house is half plants.
Yeah, which is crazy.
A veritable jungle of plants, especially in this one corner of the house. It's just plants everywhere. She's got the thumb. She's got the green thumb or whatever you call it.
I could see how people get into it.
Yeah.
In the summertime, outside, I'm a little
part
more...
of your routine, right? Exactly. So it becomes part of your routine. And if your routine is all kind of messed up, because I mean, Phoenix and I have a very, kind of disparate routine. Mm-hmm. So maybe that's part of it.
That could be part of it, yeah.
We can't really garden very well. We've talked about putting another planter box out there, and it's just it's just so much.
I'm kind of the same mindset.
All kinds of different times, all the time. We don't really have a set schedule for the most part, so maybe that's part of the whole thing. We can't get it. We just can't get it together, man.
I think that's key with keeping anything alive is routine.
Keeping yourself alive.
Kids.
Dogs. Yeah. Although dogs have a bit more of a they have a bit more of a spread. You know what I mean? You could leave a dog alone for the day, and they're not going to just fall apart.
No, but they do crave routine.
Of course,
they love that. It's 6 o'clock. It's dinner time.
Oh yeah.
It's 7 o'clock. We're going on a walk.
Yeah, they won't let you. They won't let you forget when it's dinner time.
No, they love a good routine.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna try my best to keep this one alive. It was more expensive than I would like to admit. I think I looked it up. It's about what they cost. I didn't get ripped off.
Okay.
But it's $100
for a secondhand plant.
Yeah, yeah.
What is it? How? Why? Why?
Well, it's also good for, I've read somewhere, for the air in your house.
Of course, yeah, yeah. No, plants, there's plenty of benefits for plants. Yeah. Absolutely. Why does it cost you $100 to buy a secondhand plant?
They're $150 new.
So this person bought $150 new, gave it some care. It's depreciated a little bit, but this baby will hold on for another couple of years.
It's pre-owned.
Pre-owned pet.
Plants. Well, it started probably with one. But it's got a dual.
Okay.
It looks like there was maybe a third that we are not going to discuss.
Okay. My dad was deep into plants later on in life. And we had one big potted plant at the bottom of the staircase. I can't remember what it's called, but it looked like it looked like something out of Jurassic Park. Big leaves, but it grew all the way up the staircase, and he had a lattice that it would crept through all the way up the staircase.
Cool.
So it was very cool.
Yeah.
So I mean, I'm used to my dad got into plants. He's very good at it. My mother is never good. So I lean very much towards my mother when it comes to plants.
Yeah, I'm
not keeping them alive at all.
I go the other way. My mom can keep a plant alive. She's incredibly diligent on everything she does. My dad doesn't care.
And I think it became part of my dad's routine as well.
Yeah,
right? It became part of his peace.
Maybe that's why I subconsciously bought a plant, because I need more routine.
More routine, more peace.
I don't have, Dre's not around anymore, so I don't have that routine, that responsibility.
Yeah.
And I think I do crave that at home a little bit.
Fair enough.
So now I've got one, I've got to check in on the plant.
Okay.
So I've got something.
You got something there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Baby steps.
Baby steps. Exactly. Yeah. We were bought. We were Phoenix was gifted some cactus. Mm-hmm. They did not survive.
See, that's crazy.
That's crazy.
That's crazy.
That's crazy.
When you think about the environment that they survive in, mm-hmm. and then they come into your house,
and they're like, nah. Oh, God. Can't do it. Anyway, maybe we'll get into it. Maybe not. Who cares? But it is nice to have in the house. I do like a house with plants.
Yeah, it adds a lot of character.
Well, I don't know. Character.
I think it adds character.
Oxygen.
Oxygen's nice, too.
I think it gives people a sense that you can take care of something.
You seem more adult.
I guess. You
seem put together.
Sure.
But then whatever. You walk in, you see five dead plants. You're like, things aren't going well, huh?
Listen, I got a house and a dog and a car. We're doing fine. All right? We got that figured out. Kind of.
The Mornings at the Cabin podcast, where we delete all the bad bits and make them sound at least semi-coherent.
Forget Wade Hamer Challenge Cup. Forget the Snow King Cup. Forget the Balsley Cup. The biggest hockey game of the year is tonight.
Tonight.
The MLAs versus the media hockey game. If you want to see some real hockey, not young kids in the prime of their life playing hockey, not hipsters playing on a pond that is reminiscent of old school Delaney hockey, not even the old timers rec league of like former near professional hockey players playing hockey over the weekend. That's no. All that hockey pales in comparison to a bunch of, well, not all of them out of shape, but a bunch of MLAs facing off against a bunch of media people, some who can barely skate. This is the hockey that you want to see tonight at the Twin Pad? Where is it?
Shorty, I think it's Shorty Brown.
Shorty Brown? There you go.
I think it's Shorty Brown.
So it's at the multiplex.
Yeah. It's like watching NASCAR.
Yeah.
You know, you're not going to go for good hockey. You're going to go for the crashes.
Right. Yeah, you're right. I wouldn't go to NASCAR for good hockey.
Yeah.
Or good hockey talk. Most of the people there probably don't even know what hockey is.
The hockey sucks at NASCAR.
So I bet it does. Your plan?
I'm playing.
The media is without their best player, who is currently in Bali, Lekkonen.
Correct.
Lekter.
We got a couple good players.
You never had a guy play some junior B.
No, Lekter is considerably our best player.
Like a professional compared.
Correct.
Yeah.
And I was actually described, we had a practice.
Yes, okay.
We had practice on Sunday, which was great, actually.
Set some plays up?
There was five of us.
Wow.
And it was just nice to get out on the ice. I haven't skated since the media MLA game last year. So it was just nice to get out on the ice. But yeah, quick realization that this is going to be, it was the people that aren't good hockey players that showed up to this practice.
Of course. Well, because they need to practice. The good hockey players don't need to practice.
Exactly. I mean, Luke's not bad.
Practice?
Luke Carroll is kind of running the media team from CBC.
Okay.
He's pretty good. So he was there. Then the rest of us were just trying to remember how to skate.
Right. Fair enough.
And then I quickly remembered, oh yeah, at these games, Lekter just skates around and cleans up the garbage from everyone.
Absolutely.
So I'm hoping we get a few players that can do that.
Ollie's still not playing.
Still not playing.
Still can't skate.
Yeah, he said he's got a little shoulder.
He's also got a voice. I think he's sick. His voice was in the news was stretched.
Oh.
A little thin.
Oh, well, that's not good.
Like not enough butter stretched over too much bread.
Vegemite, that's what
Vegemite. Yeah.
You go too heavy on the Vegemite.
Vegemite.
Yeah, man.
Gaffa. Is that a thing? I don't know. Members of the Legislative
Could
Assembly.
Be. They make up words all the time.
That's right. That slammer, man. Slammer. terrible Australian accent. Okay, so, I mean, I hear Julian Morris can throw down.
Yep,
he's
he
pretty
can play.
Good. How's the hair? Do we know?
How's the hair?
Yeah, the hair. RJ Simpson. Is he good at hockey?
I don't know. Okay. I know his dad tripped me last year.
There you go.
So you I'll go. Be coming for him.
So you know he plays dirty.
Yeah, I know.
I feel like the Hawk could probably skate.
Yeah. Probably. I think Kevin O'Reilly's coming
back.
I don't know. He's got a one-day contract with MLA.
One-day contract to retire as an MLA.
Yeah.
On the ice. Okay,
and he's a chip. You know, he's a funny guy.
He's chippy.
Nice guy.
Passionate.
Right? I think we all know Kevin. He's a nice guy.
Chippy.
Chippy on the ice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He's a scrapper.
Kieron Testart.
I have no idea.
Okay, fair enough.
Not a clue.
I don't know if he can skate. I've never seen him. I've never seen him do anything athletic.
I think
he plays badminton or something.
Oh, he plays badminton.
He's an athlete. I know he's in good shape.
Badminton players are ruthless.
Ruthless.
Yeah.
Who else is playing on that MLA team? Wazer? You got Waz out there?
I don't know if Waz is coming. I know Allie Kincaid. Oh no, she can't play.
Why?
I remember last year.
That's a ringer. Like, how the MLA is bringing in a ringer?
I think she works in comms.
Right, she does.
So, oh my goodness. Yeah, she came out last year. I'm like, whoa.
Div 1.
Yeah, we're like pro hockey players. Yeah, that's playing literally,
like, legitimately next to pro hockey. Yeah,
that was. I wasn't happy, but I protested.
If the PWHL was in existence when she was still playing, she'd probably be in the PW.
She would have made it, yeah. Probably a lot of those Div 1 players, yeah.
Yeah.
So I don't think she can play, but I think she's kind of organizing. She's their Luke Carroll.
The coach.
Yeah, well, okay. Like a team manager.
Okay,
like
team manager. Yeah. All right. GM. What about the Cleve?
Maybe. I don't know. I actually don't know. I don't know exactly who's playing on the MLA team.
Okay.
On the MLA team.
Okay, fair enough. I
media team, though, we got some good. Peter Sheldon. Okay. I think he's a pretty handy hockey player.
Fair enough.
Herb Matheson may or may not play, good.
Wow. How is he on there?
He's a good hockey player.
Well, no, but how is he on the MLA team?
He's working for CBC on and off.
Okay.
Yeah, doing some
contracts. Oh, so he's on the media team.
Yeah, he's on the media team.
Oh, okay. I thought you were saying the MLA team. I was like, the media team makes sense.
No, all I know is the media team. The media team also, Leany Lambrink is playing. And when I brought that up to Ollie, he didn't know.
No.
And was very curious if she knew how to skate. So that could be an interesting one to keep an eye out for.
Okay.
It's going to be a bit of a gong show. But, it is what it is. Last year they had a good goalie, though. I can't remember who was in net for them. But they had a proper goalie.
Okay.
And we were changing out youth. 15 or U13 right. kids, which Kevin O'Reilly didn't care.
Yeah.
Oh, he was ruthless at the net. Just I think he took one of them out. Yeah. And one of them was Jason Melanson's son.
I was going to say, was Melanson.
So
there?
He got a little too close to the goalie.
Yeah.
Uncle AJ stepped in.
Oh, my God.
And that's, I'm pretty sure that's why Kevin retired.
Cross-checked right in the neck.
He wanted to retire before the next game.
So who you got net this year?
Same thing. So like U15s, but on both sides.
Okay, good. So you can't bring in a ringer for goalie.
Yeah, so now I'm going to be just letting them fly from the blue line.
All right. Good.
Yeah.
So I akin the MLA team to the team that the Syracuse Chiefs face off against at the end of Slapshot, which I believe is the Minnesota Nighthawks.
Yes.
No, that's the team that Dunlop goes to at the end. What is the team at the end? The team at the end. I can't remember, but that's who they had, like, you know, Tim the Hook McCracken and Ogie Oglethorpe.
I would make the media team more like the kids they didn't show in the Mighty Ducks that made the B team.
Oh, okay. Okay, yeah. Fair enough. That's the media team?
Yeah, like Charlie Conway's cousin.
So the Frank. MLA team is the Hawks in the Mighty Ducks?
Yeah.
Or Team Iceland in Mighty Ducks?
Yes.
If you will.
Totally Team Iceland. Yeah, they've got kind of that villainous
so Julian
vibe.
Sforn Morse?
Yeah, I think that is
if we're going to Iceland. RJ Ripper Simpson?
Yep. Yep.
Caitlin Flea to the Cleveland?
Oh.
Flea to the Cleve.
Yep. Flea to the Cleve. Right. That's what they call her.
Let's see. Caroline Boswaznik.
Boswaz?
Boswaz.
Yeah, the old Boswaz.
And Robert the Hawk Hawkins, of course. Yeah, yeah. The Hawk.
That's easy.
Kieran, don't get me test started. Ooh.
That's a good one.
That's pretty good.
That's one of your better ones.
One of my better ones. How dare you? I don't know any of the other ones.
I don't even know who's playing. Half of those people I don't even think are playing.
Lisa the Slicer Semler.
I think it's a lot of like comms people too. Like it's not.
How dare they?
I know. How it should just be straight up MLAs.
Straight up MLAs. That's it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. The premier's the captain.
Totally.
Right?
Totally.
Yeah. Minister of Finance is the goalie.
I feel like RJ.
Or Minister of Justice.
Probably
maybe.
Grew up playing a bit of hockey.
I feel like it. Like he's a big tall, lanky dude. Yeah. Like he's like.
Yeah. Like a bit
Scott
of a
height.
Bit of a skinnier
if not
Chara.
Taller, right?
You know?
Skinnier Chara. How tall is RJ Simpson?
He's tall, man.
6 foot six?
Yeah. It would
like Lecter's 6 foot four. Is he taller than Lecter?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah. When I stand next to him, I'm like, whoa.
I haven't sat next to him in a
while. You're weirdly tall.
You're weirdly tall.
Yeah. And then when you see pictures of him at the ledge, it's
with everybody else standing around, it's like, oh, my God.
Caitlin Cleveland and stuff standing. You're like, all right.
You
could have taken
enormous.
A knee, dude.
You take a knee. Could you sit on a stool or something?
Could you
RJ?
Dig a hole and stand in it or something? Come on.
Oh, well, needless to say, we are on the side of the media here at Cabin Radio. So we hope you gouge those gougers.
Oh, yeah. There I'm going to be dirty out there.
Dirty. Dirty pool, old man. Dirty pool. The MLA and media hockey game takes place tonight at the Shorty Brown Arena starting from Puck drop.
Great question. 7:30, I think.
Puck drop at 7:30. Game over by probably 7:45. Not going to lie to you, it's going to be short.
2 30-minute halves.
30-minute halves?
2 30-minute halves.
30-minute halves. Why don't you just do 10-minute periods?
30 minutes into that practice, I was keeled over on the bench.
30-minute halves doesn't make any sense.
And it was like a light skate.
Is this like Gary Bettman's version of what he wants hockey to be?
It's ridiculous. Runtime. I was telling him, I was like, I'm just going to keep chipping pucks over the glass.
20 minutes.
Just to like, give us a break.
15-minute periods. 3 15-minute periods. Like, that's perfect.
Like, or do quarters. Like, we're really out of shape here.
Bettman wanted that at one point, which is
let's do 10-minute quarters. I'd be okay with that.
All right. Fair enough. Media. MLA. Tonight, the puck stops here at the Shorty Brown Arena. For 2 30-minute halves.
7 p.m.
7 p.m., 2 30-minute halves. Of
at
just
the Ed Jeske.
At the Ed Jeske.
I got everything wrong.
Just insane hockey going down tonight. Your chance to see a politician get creamed. I guess there's no hitting, right?
There's no hitting, but I can't stop well.
That's fair.
So there's a very real chance. And I like to skate fast.
Right.
There's a very real chance.
Absolutely smoked.
Yeah, I take someone out.
All right.
Yeah.
Come watch an MLA get trucked.
You're listening to the best of Mornings at the Cabin. Yeah, it's a short show.
We are an AJ with you on your Tuesday morning. As reported on Cabin Radio, Ollie Williams has that for you at cabinradio.ca. Don't look for it anywhere else because we can't post it anywhere else except the deck. Check out the deck on Facebook. We post it there surreptitiously. Wink! Yellowknifers clean out new bakery on its opening day. The new bakery that took over the space from Japan. From scratch, had a dream opening.
The name is From Scratch?
Yes.
Okay.
From Scratch.
Cool. I just want to make sure.
Like, you know, baking from scratch.
I thought
making
you were saying
from scratch.
They started from scratch.
Well, they started from the bottom. Now they're here.
Now they're a bakery.
Started from the bottom. Now the whole team here. Residents poured in to check out the establishment's mix of Asian breads, Vietnamese baguettes, and boba tea, and sold them out in mere hours. They had to close at 3 o'clock. They were supposed to be open till 7 p.m., but then they didn't have much left to sell. They said, I love it. Love the energy of everyone coming in. They're excited to offer traditional baguettes. Banh mi. Banh mi.
What is banh mi?
It's the little little dough roll-ups with the meat and the...
I didn't get any of that.
You know what, AJ? Vietnamese tacos.
Oh, why did you say so?
Right. they've been adapted for Yellowknife audiences and want everyone to try their iced coffee. Vietnamese coffee.
Ooh, okay.
Very nice. You can get it at the Noodle House all the time when I'm in there. Super sweet because it's made with like condensed milk.
Oh, I love sweet things.
I know you do. So awesome. That's basically all we wanted to say. Just awesome. Well done. Well done. I mean, we love something new and we love to support new businesses. So that's very cool. So go to From Scratch early today because they may sell out again.
Are bakeries a pretty big deal in Canada? You've kind of lived around.
I have lived around. Cobb's bread, huge. I don't know.
In Australia, they're a big deal.
You go to a separate bakery, right?
You go to a bakery.
I think it depends on where you're at. Like if you were like down on the Danforth or something like that, you probably like do some shopping at a grocery store, but then like you'd have a bakery down the street where you're like, okay, yeah. I can get like the best bread over here, so it's worth the trip.
It's not just the bread too. Like in Australia, you get a bunch of sweets, like Lamingtons, and you get like all these like sweet treats.
Like bakery, yeah.
Yeah, and so that's you where you go.
Fill up for breads and sweet treats.
Yeah, exactly.
For me, it's never been that big of a deal, so I couldn't speak to it. But I mean, if you have a good bakery in town, then like, why not? Why not make a special trip?
Yeah, the places I've lived in Canada, I don't think I've ever got that sense. But everywhere I go in Australia, it's like, if you're walking by a bakery, let's grab this. Like,
I don't know that it's popular enough to like, because I mean, for a lot of bakers, it's a bit of an extravagance. Like, you're going to go and get like a thing of bread, but it's gonna be like $9 because it was baked from scratch.
It's a special treat.
Business, you know?
Yeah.
So it's a bit of an extravagance buying bread that way. Whereas you can get a loaf of bread for $3 at the grocery store.
Yeah.
You know, it's filled with crap, but whatever.
Yeah. Sure.
You know what I mean?
You know, coming back from like soccer practice, you want to go to McDonald's grab an ice cream? That'd be great.
Sure.
Instead, we'd be like, oh, do you want to grab a Lamington?
Yeah.
At Brumbies?
Yeah.
Sure.
At Brumbies. Everything in Australia sounds like you just said, like it was made up on the spot.
A lot of it is.
Buy a lammy from Brumbies.
Yeah, this Arvo.
Is that? Have out Macca's.
Mackies.
Macca's. Mackey. I do love that. I love the colloquialism when it comes to Aussie stuff.
Sometimes it doesn't make sense.
Of course it doesn't.
I'm like, you've just taken a one-syllable word and made it like a one-syllable word.
What's that?
There's a few examples I can't think of off the top of my head.
Right. Like
we've gone down this road before.
We have.
But I know there are tons where I'm like, why'd you
do that?
Why'd you shorten that word? It's already short.
Well, and then there's like things like, there's Aussie rhyming slang, isn't there? Like there's Cockney rhyming slang, and then isn't there Aussie rhyming slang?
What do you mean rhyming slang?
So like Cockney rhyming slang, which is very cliched. It's like in Guy Ritchie movies, like we're in Barney Rubble, Trouble. We're in Barney Rubble Trouble.
Oh, okay. Up
the apples and pears is the stairs.
Yeah, okay. There's a few that I can't say on air because they're pretty inappropriate.
Fair enough.
Yeah. And then there's just words that it just sounds like the thing it is.
Yeah.
Like a real, like, tough dude, tough person.
Yeah.
Be like, Ridgy Didge.
Ridgy Didge.
Yeah, mate, he's Ridgy Didge. Yeah, like.
What does that mean?
Just like, you know, salt of the earth kind of.
Ridgy Didge.
Yeah, Ridgy, yeah, yeah, yeah. Ridgy Didge.
Fair enough.
Yeah, there's like a few words like that that are just like, they just kind of sound what they are. Yeah, we're simple people.
Yeah, very simple. Yeah. Very simple. Well, when you come from a colony of prisoners. So after a stellar...
makes us so Ridgy Didge.
Ridgy, we shall be it, mate. That was Cockney. I don't know what I'm doing. After a stellar opening day, the bakery's owners are waiting to see how things pan out over the longer term, obviously, because, I mean, you know, a lot of small businesses in Yellowknife like start like banger right off the hop and then kind of slow down.
It's a good spot, though.
It's a good spot.
The loitering is an
issue. Get into that issue, because that whole spot right in front is where a lot of that loitering takes place, and it makes people uncomfortable to go through that. It just does. It's not a judgment on them or the people that loiter there, but that's what they're doing, and it can make people uncomfortable. Maybe may make them avoid it.
But high traffic areas typically aren't loitered as much.
That's true. So if you make it a high traffic area. Like it's almost as if you had things in the mall.
Yeah. Like if the mall was a mall.
If the mall had things in it.
Instead of a barren wasteland of empty lease
of high
rents.
Just make the rent cheaper.
Well, yeah, I mean, now you're talking about like a southern company that owns it, which is ridiculous.
Yep.
Anyways, but if the mall was like sweet,
yeah,
I don't think you would have the same loitering. They'd want to go somewhere else because they're just not going to deal with all the traffic, people going through there.
Have you been here long enough to remember that there was a fountain in the middle of that area down in the middle of the lower area? There was a fountain.
Kind of ring a bell.
Yeah, people used to sit around there, and the security guards would come around and be like, get out of here.
Is that
loiter.
Down by like
where? Keep it moving. Right where the source was, right across like.
Yeah.
And then the Hallmark store was right across from that, so like kitty corner.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, there was a fountain
I'd like
in
to
the
see
middle.
A food court in there.
A what?
A food court.
How are you supposed to do that?
I don't know, just put a food court in there. Like, not in the middle, but like...
just do it.
Where the vaccination clinic was.
The vaccination blue jeans store?
Yeah. Like, that whole section there.
Blue jeans
vaccinations. That could be a cool little food court.
And then Top 40 Music was right down there.
Oh, yeah.
That place used to be hopping.
Oh, it was hopping. Then there was that restaurant across from the Looney store.
Grandma Lee's.
Yeah. That was a little hidden gem.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it wasn't hidden. It was one of the most popular places in town.
Yeah, but it's literally hidden.
Yeah,
it's like in the middle of a mall. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, anyway. It's a shame the mall's not better. But, I mean, it all starts with the bakery.
Well, it all starts with something that's good that people want to go to.
You build up a mall. You start with the bakery. That's your foundation.
Right.
You go up from there.
A&W is the anchor.
Yep.
Right.
The Looney Store cannot be defeated.
Latitudes used to be in there. Used to be like a full restaurant in there. Latitudes.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Right?
Yeah.
Like it used to be a thing.
The McKenzie Inn?
The McKenzie
Lounge or whatever.
The McKenzie Lounge was in there, yeah. Well, because when it used to be the McKenzie Inn.
Yeah, that's right.
It was the McKenzie Inn. No, what was it?
I don't know.
I can't remember.
But it was a restaurant.
That's
they had
how
good
long
wing
it's been.
Deals.
We've all been here that long and we can't even remember. The Yellowknife Inn.
Yeah. It's actually tragic to think how many businesses are no longer there.
Absolutely. So this is why we get so excited when a new business opens and people go down there and really give it a good boost.
I'm gonna check it out today.
Absolutely. There you go. Go grab some
sweet treats.
Yeah, sweet treats. Get
Japan
some
had some good stuff. They had some good custard-filled things.
Yeah, absolutely.
I hope they have custard-filled
They better
things.
Have some custard-filled things. Yeah, it's... I'm very excited to see that it's doing had such a great start. So just to show you, banh mi is a short baguette with a thin, crisp crust and a soft, airy texture. It is often split lengthwise and filled with meat and savory ingredients like a submarine sandwich.
Oh, cool.
And served as a meal called banh mi.
Cool.
Banh mi feet. There you go.
All right. Sign me up.
I thought the banh mi was the little, what am I thinking of? Was like the softer dough. Like almost like a really puffy naan almost. Like I thought that was banh mi. That's
your descriptions are
banh mi, Vietnamese sub.
Lacking
there you
this
go.
Morning.
Not a taco. I was thinking of the taco. Banh mi, Vietnamese sub. My bad.
It still all has the right things in it for me to enjoy.
It does. So. Absolutely. You would love.
Sign me up.
Love banh mi.
Yeah.
All right. Head on down to the From Scratch. I would head down there early. They had to close at 3 yesterday, even though they wanted to be open until 7, which is insane. Being open until 7.
That's great.
Downtown. Sushi North doing it. They were open until 7 the other day. I was able to get sushi later in the day.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
We have good sushi places, too.
We do have great sushi places.
Yeah, Sushi Cafe as well. Big shout out.
Absolutely.
Their fried rice. Oh, my goodness.
Their ginger beef.
Oh, why are we doing this to ourselves?
I'm hungry now.
I'm so hungry.
But, head on down to From Scratch, a new bakery in town. Check it out before they sell out for the day. Hopefully they do again. I hope we hear another time that they sold out.
The Mornings at the Cabin podcast was recorded before a Sort of Live, thankfully not in the studio, audience.
Was in the news, it's on the news, it's in the news, and it's on the news. Cabinradio.ca, Ollie Williams has this for you on the news. Emily Blake has it for you on the website. Is it time for Yellowknife to update its noise bylaw? This is the time of the show where AJ and I, or Lecter and I, try to discern, no, kind of try to disseminate, there we go, a very complex issue in just a few seconds without fully understanding what's going on. Months after residents complained of a high-pitched noise emanating from a downtown Yellowknife parkade, council is discussing whether to update the city's noise bylaw. That's the headline, or that's the front, that's the first paragraph. By the end of the story, we find out it's like, yeah, we should, but we can't, so we're not gonna right now.
Yeah, like most bylaws.
It's too complex. Too much time.
Complex.
Yeah. The new city manager says, yes, we should, but we don't have time to do that this year, possibly next year. Let's say new city manager John Collin advised against making an amendment to the noise bylaw, which he said is antiquated in a number of different areas.
Yeah, get a rain check.
Yeah, rain check. Rain check. Absolutely. You know what? Let's table this discussion. Yeah. We'll pencil it in for next year.
It's on the post-it. It's on the computer screen. Yeah. We're ready to go.
Ben Hendrickson mentioned that he says he understands property owners wanting to prevent people from loitering, littering, and possibly causing damage, and it's not their responsibility to provide a sheltered space for people to spend time in. Yep, he's absolutely right. He questioned, however, how effective the device has been, that mosquito buzzing device that you hear downtown, to those concerns, and said it has wider negative impacts to the city downtown. Because it doesn't seem to have any impact whatsoever. They still kind of hang out down there.
I don't know. In certain areas.
Well, like, I've been walking around handing out earplugs. So
you have good.
Absolutely. I'm part of the problem.
Good. Socks and earplugs is
the
thing they want.
Yeah, and food. You know, I mean, whatever we can do. So the mosquito device is what it's called.
But
that seems like it's
underplaying it. It's right? not a mis- it's
not
much more it's, annoying it's than brutal. A mosquito buzz.
It is a brutal noise. So people have complained about it, and there's an antiquated in a number of different areas. I wonder if one of those is like the noise bylaw. But the noise bylaw is like Shannon complains about that a lot because there are people who do like the streets in front of her building and the streets out here who are running like not as much residents here, but like right where she is, there's a couple of residents and they're running snow blowers or cats
graders. Yeah.
Or graders like at 6:30 in the morning, which is outside of the quiet time.
Yeah, no, that's such a weird, that's a tough one because there's so many things around that, right? Like,
right.
You do that stuff during the day, well, now you're causing a lot more interruption.
I don't think you're causing that much more.
I think so. It's those early mornings when, like, the loader's trying to clean up the mound that they put in the middle. And the grader's different. The grader goes, like, overnight.
Oh, and I'm not talking about the grader either. I'm like, those things have...
I think that's what she's talking about.
No, she's talking about the like, the street sweeper, like, the handheld one, the snow blower, and the bobcat. The bobcat is not a city thing.
No, that's a contractor.
That's a contractor. So a contract for where she lives in front of that place is clearing out the sidewalk, which is fine. Like, you should clear off the sidewalk. But if you're using big, heavy equipment or loud equipment at 6 o'clock in the morning, it doesn't make any sense. It's the quiet hours are between 11 and 7. So, I mean, anything outside of that should not be happening.
Yeah, okay, I know. I agree with
like
that.
Like, the city grader.
I thought it was the grader.
The city graders get the pass because you're right. You're absolutely right. That's exactly when they need to do it. They need to do it at 4 a.m. And what's been incredible is I haven't been woken up by them the last couple of years when they do our street at all.
That's pretty good.
Which is crazy. I guess we have good noise reduction.
They have like they have like a trip edge on them now.
Yeah.
But back in the day,
yeah.
if they hit like a manhole or something. Bing! Oh my goodness. Yeah. It's like a gunshot.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, trip edges. Those things cost a lot of money.
They do.
I've had to
I sold it to them.
Quote those out a few times.
Oh, you have? Yeah,
like,
okay.
What about the trip edge? Like, oh, let me just go learn about trip edges for an hour.
Oh, that's right. You guys do Volvo stuff, right?
Well, yeah, either Volvo stuff or, you know what? It doesn't matter.
Let's have this weirdly personal conversation that only relates to us.
Only relates to things that we do. So they're gonna table this discussion. I mean, obviously, you can have your voice heard at the next city council meeting if you want to. You lodge the complaint, so not you yourself, but the royal you out there in Yellowknife land.
I was gonna say I prefer to just rant on the radio.
Yeah, absolutely, me too. That's what I like to do. So So following discussions between the city and the property manager, the mayor said on Monday the device now only emits noise outside of the quiet hours.
This is an easy fix.
Right.
Okay. You want to change City Hall's mind outside of, or actually even within the current bylaws, you organize a learn to bagpipe class. Yes,
absolutely.
Right out front of City Hall.
Yeah.
Okay, within the bylaw. Okay, we're not breaking any laws here. And, but the timing that you want it to end, that's when you organize this class. Okay. And I promise that things will change very soon.
You play bagpipes outside of City Hall day in and day out?
I love bagpipes.
Things will try.
When bagpipes are played well, I love a good bagpipe.
I mean, even when they're played well, it's like, 10 minutes.
From beginner, literally right up to borderline expert, is excruciating to
listen
to.
It's excruciating for an expert, even after like about 10 minutes, like I said.
Exactly. You're not going to listen to an album.
And they'll have to be a whole class on how to avoid bag lung, which is a real problem.
Bag lung.
Yeah, because you're spitting into the bag, basically, right? You're blowing into the bag, and a bunch of spittle and stuff like that gets into the bag, and if you don't clean it out properly, then a bunch of bacteria grows in the bag, and then you're blowing it back in.
I wonder if it has a little valve like a trombone.
Does it have a valve like a trombone? Like a spit valve?
I have no idea. I should know more.
You should know more about that.
About bagpipes.
Because you bring it up all the time.
But I don't.
You love bagpipes.
My dad had a practice one.
I don't know.
That was weird. It's like, so you don't blow in it.
Right.
You just kind of like... You just work on like the holes.
Yeah. Oh, don't say work the holes on the morning
show. Sorry. So fingering was fine?
That's the proper terminology. Fingering the holes on the instrument. We got to go. Listen, go to newcabinradio.ca for more on that story. You're going to hear it in the news coming up here as well. But Emily Blake has that for you on the website. Ollie will talk about it. Right here.
And sign up for bagpipe class.
And sign up for bagpipe class. It's coming up. And then we can have a concert right outside of City Hall anytime we feel like they're not moving quickly enough. Yeah. Talk to you guys tomorrow. Have yourselves a wonderful day. Go get your tickets for 9 to 5, nacnt.ca. We're going to have some cast members on, I think, next week. Maybe next this week? But maybe next week.
Okay.
We're very busy this week.
Okay.
We're very
That's
busy.
Fine.
We'll see.
Let's come up with a day.
I'm going to talk to them tonight.
Yeah, okay.
We'll come up with a day. Perfect. We got some tickets to give away for that, but go to nacnt.ca, 9 to 5, the musical. It's if you like Dolly Parton, here you go. It's based on that. It's based on the movie, and we're having a ton of fun.
Good.
Yeah. And they're not advertising, I'll advertise for them.
Yeah, we'll do it. Leave it to us.
Do it for free.
We'll advertise.
We won't do that for anybody else. Have yourselves a good day. We'll talk to you tomorrow. From everyone here at Mornings of the Cabin, everyone here at Cabin Radio, we promise we'll do better next time.
Thanks for listening. Check out more from the show at cabinradio.ca.